The Trump administration finalized controversial plans this week to expand access for mining and drilling on lands that used to be part of two Utah National Monuments. The area is home to more than 11 billion tons of coal, as well as oil, gas, and other minerals. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, the industry is wary of digging in, and locals are divided on whether it should.
Southern Utah's Red Rock Desert is home to towering canyons and the clear, shallow Escalante River. It's also home to many ancient petroglyphs.
There's some back behind this bush here.
Jonathan Paclian is trying to find one along the banks of the river. He scrambles along a cliffside until he spots it. A petroglyph, he says, was drawn more than 800 years ago by the indigenous Fremont people.
This one looks a little unfinished, but who knows what the artist had in mind, whether that's the end or the beginning or what.
Paclian works for a local environmental nonprofit that's fighting to protect this place from development. He's lived out here for around a year, and he loves it.
Getting out here for a trail run, it's rejuvenating, and it's kind of like hitting a reset button on your mind.
But underneath all this beauty, the river, the canyons, the quiet, there are other treasures.
Coal seams, there's oil and gas, there's some uranium, there's tar sands.
That's John Freemuth. He's a professor and public lands expert at Boise State University. He says industry has been kicking the tires of Utah's Red Rock Desert for decades.
There's a lot of extractable mineral resources in that area.
And now they are potentially available. With the Trump administration's decision a couple of years ago to drastically reduce the boundaries of both Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments. But so far, the industry isn't really biting. Outside of a few small mining claims, no big oil, gas, or coal companies have announced they're setting up shop. Freemuth says there's a lot of reasons for that.
Industry is not stupid about the cost of producing things. I think they're pretty, fairly astute on the market, and some of that stuff is deep and harder to get to or expensive to produce.
And in some cases, there just isn't much of a market demand right now for minerals like coal or uranium. So they may just stay underground. But above ground, another industry has been growing, tourism.
Tourism is a vital part of this community.
That's Nathan Wagner. He's owned an outdoor gear shop in the town of Escalante for about 15 years now. Tourism employs almost half the people who live and work in the region, most of them in the service industry. All in all, tourism pumps more than $150 million into the region every year.
And as people come to enjoy this place, different industries are popping up, and we're seeing, just Main Street has changed in the last 15 years. And it's good to see. It's good to see that in a small town in the West.
And that's why he's so baffled the Trump administration would shrink the area's monuments and expand the potential here for mining and drilling. He says that could damage the pristine nature of this place and scare away tourists. But there are other locals who welcome the monument's downsizing and Trump's call for more resource development on public lands. Folks like Brett Crystal.
The areas to open up for logging, mining, manufacturing that Trump is doing, I think, is a healthy thing for this country. It gets people to work with their hands. It gets people to produce things.
Crystal is a rancher who also works as a guide for tourists. And even though tourism is a major industry in the area, Crystal says it's got a lot of downsides for the community, like vacation homes driving up land prices, low wages, and a lot of seasonal workers.
Kids come here, they work for the tourism season, then they go on unemployment, and they hike around here. They don't want to. I ask them if they want a job moving irrigation for me. No, I don't want to work that hard. I only want to work a few hours a week. And I want to go into work at these fancy restaurants where I can get tips from people and pay for me playing.
Crystal thinks that it's this kind of culture that's hurting America. He longs for the days when there were good-paying, hard-working jobs in the West. But whether those kinds of jobs will come to southern Utah now that the monuments have been downsized remains to be seen. Conservation groups and indigenous tribes are suing the Trump administration for shrinking the monument boundaries and for making this land available to development. If the lawsuit is successful, this expanse of Utah's Red Rock Desert will be off limits to mining and drilling once again. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.